I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. It's not the least bit unusual for a young Jewish man to get the following advice from his parents: marry a nice Jewish girl. And so it's hardly surprising that the Israeli Foreign Ministry in Jerusalem gets a steady stream of letters from men seeking Jewish women to marry. But here's the surprise. The would-be suitors are Arabs from countries that have never exactly courted Israel. Reporter Iris Mackler introduces us to the man who has to give the letter writers the bad news.
Adel Hino, an Arab-Israeli official in the Foreign Ministry, is responsible for answering the queries from Muslim men desperately seeking Jewish wives.
From the Gulf, from Saudi, from Yemen, from Morocco, from Mauritania, Egypt, almost all Arab countries.
Hino gets hundreds of requests each year. Some are from poor men looking to escape from difficult economic and political situations, who will even consider moving to an enemy state. But others are from rich men who want to take their Jewish brides back to their home countries. Hino reads this excerpt from a wealthy Kuwaiti named Abdullah.
I'm a citizen of Kuwait. I am a rich man. I have a lot of cars and camels, properties. I am looking for an Israeli woman, beautiful woman. I want to marry her. I'm ready to pay for her everything she wants, camels, cars. Yeah, 1,000 camels and the cars.
There's recently been an upsurge in letters from Iraq. One resident of Baghdad wrote that he was already married to four women, but he wanted the Israeli Foreign Ministry to find him a fifth wife, a Jewish wife. The letter ended confidently: I promise you that she'll fit in excellently with my other wives.
Maybe you think Israel are looking for money. They are looking to make a crazy life. They are beautiful. They're looking for fun. The Arab girls are very closed. He tries. Yeah.
Still, Hino believes these are serious offers, not jokes.
I think they are very serious, because they asking again and again, what happened with our girl? Did you find? They don't just send and that's it, forget it.
Perhaps Hino's greatest surprise has been a series of marriage offers for one particular woman, Israel's former foreign minister and current leader of the opposition, Tzipi Livni. The most recent offer has come from Saudi Arabia.
What to tell him? It's first of all, she is married. Second, she doesn't know him. And third, he is Muslim and there is a problem with the religions. And fourth, there is no relationship between Israel and Saudi.
He replies to Livni's suitors just like he does to all the others. He writes back politely that the Israeli Foreign Ministry is not a dating agency. For The World, this is Iris Mackler in Jerusalem.
Kind of makes you feel like peace really might break out.